Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Want to make sure if my brother stops by, I've got plenty to serve. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and that pickle bar is second to none. All at our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is the holidays. Time to stock up tonight. Stock up before the snow gets here. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. UCLA beat Santa Barbara last night. They beat the Gauchos 102-62 because of this play.
Here he goes again. Ball to Leaf. Jams it in with a right hand off the steal. It's ball to Leaf after a Leaf to ball. A freshman frenzy, 64-34.
Have you had a chance to see Lonzo Ball play? Lonzo Ball is really, really good. And Lonzo Ball makes everybody around him better. And you know what's terrific about him, personality-wise, is that now other players are buying into being unselfish as well. How about that? I hear the suit in the background.
Steven?
Suit, welcome back.
It's great to be back with you and chatting with you again.
Chatting?
Chatting.
Well, great to have you here. The two-time defending champion, I might add.
Yeah, listen, I'm not two-time defending champion at anything, so I'm enjoying this while it lasts.
I know that you're wondering if it came with a trophy.
Yeah, I know better. There wasn't even a prize.
No, there's not a prize.
So, but I do understand from a few people, I got a couple of attaboys from you, so I do appreciate that.
Oh, you deserved it.
Some high praise.
You deserved it. So that's good.
I have spent hours upon hours looking at these bowl matchups. Since the matchups have come out, and I have come to the conclusion that in studying it, I still don't know what's going on. By the way, how many, why do you have a, I mean, I know you have to fill bowl games. I get it. All right. I understand the big picture, but 5-7, do we have to, do we really need enough bowl games that we have to have 5-7 teams in?
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not in charge of this thing. I thought 30 was a good number, but that's all right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm looking at the Heart of Dallas Bowl. Oy.
By the way, we're trying to hook up with my brother here. Are we having trouble there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm having some trouble with the phone, Bed. We'll keep trying.
Is it our ability to call out? Do you want me to call him, or...
Well, can you hear him okay, or you're unable to hear him? Maybe he's there and you just can't hear him through the earpiece.
No, I'm having trouble even connecting to make the call.
Oh, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do is we'll take our break now, and since the suit is there and the suit is actually very proficient...
We've got the wrong Kevin. That's the problem. We've got the wrong Kevin on the show right now.
No. So we'll take a break. We'll get it straightened out. Come back with the full ride in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays Hot Off sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Wanna see you in a Kia. Perry Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May.
You heard right, May.
Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on all 2017 Fortes and Serenos. And all remaining 2016 Optima and Optima Hybrids. Plus, 2016 Optimas and Optima Hybrids also have $500 bonus cash. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
The holidays are on us!
At Sunbury Motors Kia, on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailers, or go to Kia.com.
Great to have you with us here on the show today. And yes, through the wonders of technology, we have now connected with my brother. Kevin, welcome. Great to have you with us.
How are you?
Doing fine. And the suit is online, the two-time defending champion. Now, I want to point out that our pro picks will be a separate from the college picks. So it's not going to be all lumped in together. Okay?
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't care if we lump them.
I'm just saying, we've done this 5 years. This will be the fifth straight year we've done this. So.
Okay.
All right. So, Sean, you run the show here. Let's go through. What do you want to do first, the pros, or do you want to do the extravaganza?
Let's do the extravaganza. Let's jump right into it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so since the defending champion is in the building, we'll have him. We'll have the suit go first.
All right, so the suit will go first.
By the way, Kevin, great name. Just want to say that.
Steve, I can't hear Sean.
Okay, yeah, so Kevin can hear me, guys, but he can't hear you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So Kevin will take direction from me.
Okay.
Well, for the first time in his life.
So then why don't we have your brother then pick after you then?
Yeah. So what we'll do is Kevin Herr will pick first, Sean will pick second, I will pick third, and then Kevin, you'll pick last. That way, organizationally, because you can hear me, that's how we'll do it. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right.
All right. So first up will be tomorrow's games, the New Mexico Bowl, Texas, San Antonio, and New Mexico.
I'm going New Mexico.
Texas, San Antonio, and New Mexico. All right.
Yep.
So you're taking New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going New Mexico with the 8-4.
And I'm going
New Mexico.
Okay, Sean's going New Mexico. Okay. I will go with Bob Davey and New Mexico in this one as well. Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely New Mexico.
No. Kevin Herr. No.
Okay.
So, just again.
Hereafter, you're known as Suit.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin 1, I'm Kevin 2.
Yeah, no, he's the Suit now because he's in digital media.
I forgot.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Kev.
New Mexico.
Okay.
Las Vegas Bowl for tomorrow, Houston and San Diego State.
Las Vegas Bowl, Houston and San Diego State, and the suit goes first.
San Diego State.
San Diego State for me.
I will go with Houston.
Mm.
Kev, what about you?
I got Houston. Yeah. Can you tell me who they take?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Everybody... The first two took San Diego State. The knowledgeable two took Houston.
So Sean took San Diego State?
Yeah.
And Kevin took San Diego State?
Yes.
Kevin won.
Yes. Well, again, we refer to him as the suit. Yes,
okay,
he is the suit.
Suit took San Diego State. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Camellia Bowl, Appalachian State, and Toledo. Okay.
The Camellia Bowl, Appalachian State, and Toledo. Suit leads off.
I'm going with App State.
Me too.
Okay, they're both going with App State. I, too, will go with Appalachian State. So that'll be all three of us. Kev?
Yep, Appalachian.
All right.
All right. Cure Bowl, Arkansas State, and UCF.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
The Cure Bowl.
Go with UCF.
Me too.
They both went with UCF. I will go with UCF because essentially it's a home game for them.
That's what I figured.
I have Arkansas State.
Ooh. Arkansas State,
That's strategic.
I love it.
All right, and the last
time I'll tell you why, but
and the last game for tomorrow, the New Orleans Bowl, Southern Miss and Louisiana Lafayette.
Southern Miss and Louisiana Lafayette.
I flipped a coin and it came up heads, so I went with Southern Miss.
And I'm also going with Southern Miss.
I'll go with Louisiana Lafayette. So two Southern Misses, and I went with Louisiana Lafayette.
I got Southern Miss.
Okay. I'm the outlier.
All right, next week on Monday, the Miami Beach Bowl, Central Michigan and Tulsa.
Central Michigan and Tulsa, Miami Beach Bowl, Kev. All right, so we're going to get the suit goes first.
The Michigans have played really well all year, well, fairly well all year collectively, but Tulsa wins this one.
And I'm taking Tulsa as well.
What's the matchup again?
Central Michigan and Tulsa in the Miami Beach Bowl.
You've studied this deeply, haven't you?
I have studied one game and one game only. You want to know on third down and six plus how many times USC throws the ball versus running?
I can guess you've studied.
I've done a lot of work on that game. Okay, that game I did a lot of work on. I'm going to go with Tulsa over Central Michigan. Kev?
Tulsa.
Okay. Tuesday next week, the Boca Raton Bowl.
What did the other guys
take? Boca Raton Bowl, Western Kentucky and Memphis.
Yes.
What did they take on the last one?
Everybody took Tulsa.
Okay. Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I feel so lonely.
I'm not on an island. I'm going with Western Kentucky.
Out tonight. Okay.
You're going with Western Kentucky.
Yes.
I'm taking Memphis.
So Kevin took, the suit took Western Kentucky. Sean took Memphis. I'm taking Memphis. And you are?
Kevin? Me? Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hilltoppers. Okay, yeah, now on to Wednesday.
Sean took Western Kentucky.
Sean took Memphis.
Yeah.
Memphis?
Yep.
Okay, now on to Wednesday.
Everyone took Memphis except me.
That's right. So you're the outlier here.
No. I'm with him on that
one.
The suit took Western Kentucky as well.
See, he's smart.
But, I agree.
Okay, any school that is in a small school or at one point was FCS, the suit takes because
that's
he feels
true.
Like he's defending their honor.
That's also true.
All right,
Wednesday, Poinsettia Bowl. We go to Yankee Stadium for BYU and... Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong San Diego.
One.
That's
San Diego.
BYU yep. and Wyoming. Sorry about
that. BYU and Wyoming. Poinsettia Bowl.
BYU.
And I'm
suit
also... Yes.
Suit and Sean both take BYU.
Yes.
I actually saw Wyoming play in person this year. I think BYU's better, but I'm going to go with Wyoming just on a gut feeling.
I got BYU.
Okay. All right, so I'm the outlier.
Okay, next up, the Idaho Potato Bowl. That is next Thursday. Idaho and Colorado State.
I went with Idaho.
And I'm taking Colorado State.
Okay, so the suit takes Idaho. Sean takes Colorado State. I will take Colorado State.
I got Idaho.
Ooh. Okay. All right, a split.
Next Friday, the Bahamas Bowl, Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion.
Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion. Now, obviously, I saw Eastern Michigan play in person this year. My good friend Matt Shepard is going to be broadcasting that game from Nassau in the Bahamas.
This is the one bowl game that I definitely want to do sometime in my life. But I'm going with Old Dominion in this one.
I'm going with Eastern Michigan.
I am going to pick Eastern Michigan.
I got Old Dominion.
You got Old Dominion? Yeah, a lot of people like Old Dominion.
Okay, we're split on that one.
Who do guys take?
Okay.
Armed Forces Bowl is Louisiana Tech and Navy.
Who did Sean and the suit take?
Suit took Old Dominion, and Sean took Eastern Michigan.
Okay. Armed Forces Bowl, Louisiana Tech and Navy.
Okay.
Suit?
Okay. Louisiana Tech and Navy, Armed Forces Bowl, the suit picks.
Louisiana Tech. Navy has some issues right now.
And I'm also taking Louisiana Tech. Navy burned me the last 2 weeks.
Now, look, Louisiana Tech against Navy. Now, the last thing, Suit, I ever want to hear from you is the Navy has issues.
I'm talking football only
these
here.
These people defend us every single day. I don't want to hear your complaints about the Navy.
Not No, this is a football view only.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, you jump back in, and the first thing you do is you rip our armed forces. What is going on here? What kind of show is this? This is a show of patriotism. All right?
going?
I'm picking Louisiana Tech.
As he waves the flag, he's picking
Louisiana Tech.
Everybody pick Louisiana Tech. All right.
All right. Also next Friday, the Dollar General Bowl, Ohio versus Troy.
Now, when I was running down the what each all the players get at the bowl games, remember what I said, Sean, about the Dollar General Bowl?
The swag.
They got $550 in gift certificates to Dollar General.
That could go a long way.
So they could get home 550 items.
Did they really?
No, they did not. No, they did not.
They got a Sarah Fisher autograph.
That was actually pretty good. They got a gift suite, which means they can go online and they pick whatever, and the limit's $550. So that's what they got.
Must be the best stock in the country.
Yes, exactly. Ohio and Troy. All right, who are we going with, guys?
I took Troy,
and I'm taking Ohio.
Okay, so the suit takes Troy. Sean takes Ohio. I am taking Troy.
I got Troy.
Okay, next up, the Hawaii Bowl. That is 1 week from tomorrow, Middle Tennessee and Hawaii.
Even though this is a home game for Hawaii and Middle Tennessee.
I'm also taking Middle Tennessee.
They both took Middle Tennessee. I will take the home team, Hawaii.
I got Hawaii.
Does Hawaii ever not play in this bowl, by the way?
They played in the Sugar Bowl with Colt Brennan 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Who did?
Hawaii. They played in the Sugar Bowl a few years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Day after Christmas, the St. Petersburg Bowl, Miami of Ohio, and Mississippi State. Ugh.
This game was better when it was the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Okay? When it was the Beef O'Brady's Bowl instead of the St. Petersburg Bowl, come on. Listen, I'd never heard of Beef O'Brady's, but when I went down there, I was tempted to go there.
Listen, I never pick a 5-7 team, so I'm going to go with Miami of Ohio.
I'm going Mississippi State.
Okay, so you're taking, Sue takes Miami of Ohio, Sean takes Mississippi State. Last year, the 5-7 teams, that's the one thing I got right last year. I said all of them would win. They did. This year, I'm not going down that road. but I am picking Mississippi State.
I got Miami of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio, great story. Started 0-6. Them won their last six games to get to a bowl game.
Okay, well, we're both split on that game. Also, next Monday, the 26th, a week from Monday, Quick Lane Bowl, Maryland and Boston College.
Happy holidays, you're going to Detroit.
But I'll take BC in this one.
I also have BC.
I will go, okay, you guys both took BC. I'm taking Maryland to win the game.
I got Maryland also. This is a joke. These are the two worst teams in the country.
Bingo!
If you don't make a bowl game, you stink.
I can't agree more.
God, this is the only game that Boston College was the only team that they said UConn might be able to beat. You know? Did Maryland win a Big Ten game?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
So the other guys took BC?
Yeah, and you and I took Maryland.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I just had to interject.
Yeah. Independence Bowl, North Carolina State and Vanderbilt.
NC State and Vandy, huh? See, now this was better when it was the Pool and Weed Eater Independence Bowl.
Or the Palan Weed Eater Independence Bowl, depending on what the commercial said. I went with NC State in this one.
And I am with NC State.
And I am taking Vandy.
So the suit takes NC State. Sean takes Vandy. I will take NC State.
I got NC State.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Now, here's the game where the suit has done tremendous research.
Yeah.
The heart of Dallas Bowls. We go to the Tuesday games on December the 27th. Army and North Texas.
Army and North Texas. Here we go.
Army's feeling really good about themselves right now. And, again, they're playing a 5-7 team, Army.
Go, Army.
So, 1 second, you're anti-Navy, but now you're pro-Army.
Well, Army did win.
But make up your mind here. I mean, in the end, they all defend us.
Hey, listen, of all these teams here, Army is the one team that I've seen in the last 2 years in person, so that's why I had to go that route.
Okay, I'm going with Army.
I got North Texas. You're aware North Texas already blew them out once this year.
Yeah, they did. North Texas beat them already this year.
Yeah. So everybody's got Army but me?
Yep.
Okay.
Military Bowl. Temple and Wake Forest.
Yeah, they beat them pretty good.
Temple and Wake Forest. Now, Temple's going to operate at a distinct disadvantage in two areas. Number one, obviously, Matt Rhule's no longer their head coach. And number two, Wake Forest fired the color analyst that would have given Temple the game plan.
I'm still going with Temple in this one.
I'm also taking Temple.
So everybody's taking Temple. I'm going Temple, too.
I got Temple.
Yeah.
Across the board. All right, Holiday Bowl, Minnesota and Washington State.
Okay, Minnesota, Washington State. Let me explain this. We'll keep this one here for the moment, the Holiday Bowl. I make our picks. Minnesota's not practicing right now. They're boycotting. They say if there's not any movement on the reinstatement of players that they'll boycott the Holiday Bowl. Just so everybody knows, the backup team to go to the Holiday Bowl, if Minnesota declines, will be Northern Illinois. Okay?
Yep.
All right? So I assume everybody's going to pick Washington State here, right?
I had it.
Yeah, I had that one.
Everybody's going Washington State across the board. All okay. right. Las Vegas, by the way, took the game off the board this afternoon.
Wow.
Breaking news. Cactus Bowl, Boise State and Baylor.
Cactus Bowl, Boise State, Baylor.
This is the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl, isn't it?
I love Boise State.
Sure.
I'm with Kevin on that one. Boise
I love
State,
watching their games. They're
yeah.
Always, but...
yeah.
Boise State in this one.
Me too.
Easily.
I'm going Boise State, too.
I got Boise State.
I think Baylor is a mess.
Yeah.
But Boise's very good.
Yeah, they sure are.
They're going to really put good. A lot of points up.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, now to Wednesday,
and they
December
love
the
bowl
28th.
Games. Remember when they played Oklahoma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did the hooked ladder. They did
everything.
So cool. Yeah.
They did everything.
They're just fun to watch. Team. Yeah, they're fun.
Okay, now we'll go to New York for the Penn State Bowl on Wednesday, December the 28th. Pitt and Northwestern.
All right, now I had a little conversation with Bill Hillgrove on Saturday about this game. I did everything I could to talk about how great the Yankee Stadium experience is and the whole thing. There was one thing I didn't tell Bill because I didn't want to ruin it for him. And guess what that was?
Your location where you broadcast from.
You're doing the game in the end zone in the Yankee broadcast booth.
Yep.
I didn't want to ruin the experience for him. go ahead, guys.
I took Pittsburgh in this one.
I did too.
You know what? The odd thing is I've seen a lot of Northwestern tape this year because I'm trying to look for a team that when Penn State was playing somebody who had a similar style of offense, maybe not the same, but a similar style. And Northwestern was the team I kept picking over and over again. I really like them a lot, but I don't like this matchup. I think Pitt's going to beat them.
I got Pittsburgh.
Okay.
What the other guys pick?
Everybody pick Pitt.
Okay.
All right. Russell Athletic Bowl, West Virginia and Miami.
I don't think Miami has any idea how they can handle West Virginia. West Virginia in this one.
Me too. West Virginia.
Everybody's picked West Virginia. You know, I picked Miami a couple times this year, and they burn me every time I'm picking West Virginia.
Yeah, I got Miami.
Ah, there you go.
Right. Ooh.
All right, there you go. There you go. There
All
you
right.
go.
We'll pick two more here, and then we'll
I
go
hate
to the
West Virginia. Pick it with my heart, man.
We'll pick two more here, and then we'll get to the news. Foster Farms Bowl, Indiana and Utah.
Foster Farms Bowl.
I Utah on this one.
First of all, Utes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep, Utes for me. Utes.
Yeah, I'm picking Utah. With everything that's gone on at Indiana, I don't see this. Kevin, everybody's picked Utah.
I got Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Tom Allen, the new head coach in Indiana, universally respected by everybody there. I mean, so this is not they're not going in with any interim tag. He is the coach.
And let's pick
Indiana
the Texas Bowl.
Indiana put up points, and they played very well against a tough Big Ten.
Yeah, they did.
All right, so
they gave Ohio State everything they wanted.
Yep.
I think they're going to blow Utah out.
All right, Texas A&M and Kansas State in the Texas Bowl. This also is on Wednesday the 28th.
Texas A&M.
All right. Texas A&M and Kansas State Texas Bowl. So Suit takes Texas A&M.
I have got K-State. We love Bill Snyder.
When's he retiring? I'm taking Texas A&M. Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah, what do you got? Texas A&M or Kansas State?
Texas A&M.
Texas yep. A&M.
I just dozed off for a bit. I just feel like I'm on an island somewhere. I'm on Survivor.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here. And then during the break, what I'll do is I'll hang up. You guys try to call him so we can get him off the island.
Okay, we'll try.
All right? Okay.
Okay.
We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And also, we're brought to you today by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And also, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Stock up for the holidays now. Next week, very briefly, we're going to have Zach Hellendon from the Los Angeles Times to preview USC. So Zach's going to join us on Monday on the show. Bob Soci, the voice of the New England Patriots, will join us on Tuesday. Trey Bauer, Todd Sadowski, John Stroh will also join us on Monday. Show part of our roundtable of Blue White Tailgate. So there you go. There's the lineup for next week in a nutshell. All right, here we go. Back to picks. And everybody can hear everybody now.
Yeah, hopefully Kevin can hear everybody now.
Huh?
Yeah. Thanks.
Well done. Well done.
I'm back. I'm home.
Do you feel a part of things now?
I'm in a dark shop.
Believe me, I know the feeling.
Myself.
Tell the boss there to turn on the light.
I fired him.
All right, let's get back into ripping through some more games here. Birmingham Bowl, Thursday, December the 29th, South Florida and South Carolina. So we'll go in the same order, Suit, me, Steve, and then Kevin.
I just don't see South Florida losing this one.
Yeah, I got South Florida, too.
South Florida.
South Florida.
All right.
He holds it for just a little bit.
I gotta get used to this now.
I thought you were just building anticipation there.
All right, we got Arkansas and Virginia Tech in the Belk Bowl.
Go with Va Tech.
I have Va Tech also.
Love the fact they get all gifts from Belk. That's great. Virginia Tech.
Arkansas. I can't believe Steve, you're not thinking Arkansas.
Arkansas has ripped me off all year. I've had enough. I've had enough of the Arkansas bandwagon.
I got Arkansas.
All right. Alamo Bowl, Oklahoma State and Colorado.
This is one where I actually took the upset on this one. I took Oklahoma State.
I'm going Colorado.
Well, I tell you, Colorado's offense, every time I watch them, I watch the USC tape and I watch the Washington game, and I can't stand their offense. I'm thinking, man, imagine announcing that.
It didn't look too good the other night either.
I'm just saying. Every time, imagine announcing Colorado's offense. Like when the game's over, you're like, okay, what was that? I'm going with Oklahoma State.
I got Colorado.
Okay, we're split on that. Now for Friday the 30th, Liberty Bowl, Georgia and TCU.
For all the auto parts. I'm taking Georgia in this one.
I'm also taking Georgia.
I'm going with Georgia.
I got Georgia.
Okay. All right. Clean sweep. Sun Bowl.
Daddy was tired and he dreamed of you.
Well, that's not where I thought he was going at all. Yeah. I was looking at Georgia on my mind, but okay.
Yeah. Bob Skaggs.
Yeah. There you go.
Stanford.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to
name
the Eagle.
That tune.
He's going to the Eagle 107 playlist there. Stanford and North Carolina in the Sun Bowl.
Oh, I got to turn the page. Hang on.
Turn the page for the games or in your notes?
Turn the page. Name the artist. Turn the page.
Bob Seger.
I'm going with Stanford in this one.
Stanford, me too.
North Carolina, I thought, was hot early, but Stanford now is a better team. And McCaffrey's starting to play pretty well.
Yeah, I got North Carolina.
Okay. All right, Music City Bowl, Nebraska and Tennessee.
For my good friend Doug Birdsong and my partner, I'm going to take Tennessee in this one.
Yep, me too.
Tennessee's one of the biggest disappointments this year. But you know what? Nebraska doesn't have enough offense to win this game, Tennessee.
I agree all the way down the line. Nebraska, once they played somebody good, they couldn't win.
That's right.
I got Tennessee.
All right, clean sweep there. Arizona Bowl, South Alabama and the Air Force.
Air Force.
Yep.
Oh, now we're all military. Oh,
this one's going to be easy.
Okay. I mean, really, what's next? We're going to pick the Coast Guard?
I was thinking Marines, but, you know, all right.
Fly high, Air Force.
Air Force.
I got South Alabama.
Okay. You know, South Alabama beat...
Good team.
They beat San Diego State, and I think they beat... Didn't they beat Ole Miss? Mississippi State won. I think they beat Mississippi State.
Mm.
Not bad.
Okay, now we're getting into some. Now we're getting into some big games here. Orange Bowl, Michigan and Florida State on the 30th.
It pains me, but I took Michigan.
Mm, I'm going Florida State.
Ooh, cool.
I'm taking Florida State.
Cooler. Okay.
I don't think Michigan has enough offense to win this game.
Really? I got Michigan.
Split. Now to New Year's Eve, Citrus Bowl, LSU, and Louisville.
Louisville.
Heisman Trophy winner, Louisville.
He played one really good defense down the stretch, and that was Oliver in Houston. LSU will win this game in a low score, although Fournette's not going to play. Fournette's out. I'm taking LSU. I don't like how Louisville plays.
I got the Heisman Trophy. Louisville.
All right. Tax Slayer Bowl. Georgia Tech and Kentucky.
Yeah. The Georgia Tech. I flipped the coin.
Kentucky.
Georgia Tech.
I got Georgia Tech.
All right.
You were thinking about that one a little bit, though.
Okay, now for New Year's Eve, the two semifinal games in the college football playoff. Peach Bowl, Washington and Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. For goodness sakes, just move
the
on.
The only team that beats Alabama is Alabama.
Okay. 4-for-4, Alabama.
I got Washington.
It's in Washington. All right. Wow, it's a wild pick. There are people in Seattle not picking Washington.
Your five fans.
I got Alabama.
I was going to say your five fans just turned off the podcast.
He picked Alabama.
Okay,
I got Alabama.
And in the other semifinal, Fiesta Bowl, it is Ohio State and Clemson.
Hey, do the players get PlayStation 4s in this game? As part of their package? Because if that's the case, that's a sweet game to be in right there. Not to mention the fact that it's also a semifinal. I took Clemson.
I've got Ohio State.
I'm going to take Ohio State because I think they're a little better defensively, but Watson's a better all-around quarterback than Barrett. And yes, they did get PlayStation 4.
Oh, that is awesome. I knew I should have played football longer and better.
It's like a commercial. It's pretty good. I got Clemson.
I'm on the Ohio State Network on Monday. I just don't feel comfortable going on the show telling him.
It's probably a good idea. Steve, we heard that you picked against us.
All right. The granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl here. News Radio 1070 WKOK. 5 p.m. kick Monday, January the 2nd. Penn State and Southern Cal.
Penn State.
Me too.
Yeah.
Penn State, emphatically.
Penn State.
Yes, sir. Outback Bowl, also on Monday, January the 2nd, after the Rose Bowl, Florida and Iowa.
Iowa.
I'm kind of going back and forth on this. Yeah, Iowa.
I don't like Florida. I just don't like there are too many injuries, too many guys out. I'm going with Iowa, and I got to give Iowa credit. After the Penn State game, they resurrected themselves.
Florida.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know why, but...
All right. Two more college games to go. Cotton Bowl, Western Michigan, Row the Boat, and Wisconsin.
I'd really like to pick Western Michigan, but I took Wisconsin.
Yeah, party's over. Yeah. Whiskey.
Western Michigan played the 126th rated schedule in the country. Wisconsin is going to blow them out once they get interested in this game. I mean, I'm talking they're going to crush them.
Once they get interested, though, that's a well put. That's well put.
I got Wisconsin. Okay.
They're going to crush them.
Yeah, I'd really like to pick Western Michigan. No, you know me, Steve. I love that, but no.
They are going to crush these people.
I agree.
The wideout is great. Okay, he's a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He is a first-round pick, but that's it.
Sugar Bowl, Auburn, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Auburn for me.
Well, after the Auburn-Arkansas debacle on my part, and it was bad.
It was.
Arkansas. 51-3 later. I mean, if Kevin spotted me 47 points, I still would have lost. I'm taking Oklahoma.
I was telling Claire, I said, holy crap, look at that.
they scored again.
Take the over.
I mean, it was like standing at the bottom of a mountain watching the snow come down. Boy, that looks awfully big as it's coming at me.
I just kept yelling, what? Hey, they scored again.
Yeah. I'm picking Oklahoma.
Who took Auburn?
I did.
Sean did.
I did.
Sean, okay. I'm marking him down here. Okay, I got Oklahoma.
Okay. All right, that's it for all the bowl games. Let's knock out these pros here real quick. Just have a few minutes. Fox games Sunday at 1 o'clock, Detroit and the New York Giants.
Detroit.
I'm taking the Giants.
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 Okay. Steelers and Bengals.
If you have to ask, you have not listened to the show enough.
That's right.
So mark him down for the Bengals.
Don't even think of it. There is no way you're marking me down for the Bengals.
Steelers-Bengals, 100.9 The Valley, Sunday at 1. Steelers offensive line better than the Bengals front seven. I'm taking the Steelers.
Everything is better than the Bengals right now.
Steelers.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Yes. Yeah. The suit got his Bengal hatred out of the way. Okay.
I got Pittsburgh.
Okay. Tennessee and Kansas City.
KC.
KC for me.
It's going to be a better game than people think, but I'm going to take Kansas City in a close game.
Yeah, I agree. Tennessee is almost there. Kansas City at home is tough.
It goes to what we had Kim Jones on the show the other day, and that's what I said to her. My issue with Kansas City is they play it so close to the vest, they keep every game close, they're a big play away from losing.
But do you see their record over the last, like, 26 games?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, they're going to lose every week, but they don't. You know?
Right. So I'm picking Kansas City. And home field in the playoffs for them will be huge because the weather in Missouri not great.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin, you got Kansas City too?
Yeah, I took Kansas City. Okay. Everyone took Kansas City?
We did, yes. Okay, three more to go. Oakland and San Diego.
San Diego. I think they'll bounce back and they'll give Oakland a game here.
Raiders.
I'm taking Oakland. What are you drinking?
Kool-Aid in San Diego.
Forget it. You took San Diego? I took Oakland.
I took Oakland.
I got Oakland.
Okay. I think they're gonna crush them.
Did Sue take Oakland?
No, I took San Diego.
He took San Diego. I mean, he even thinks the franchise is staying.
Okay. New England and Denver.
New England.
New England for me.
Patriots.
Yep.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I dropped my paper. I got New England.
Okay. And one more to go before we sign off. Tampa Bay and Dallas.
Okay.
Sunday night.
This one's in Dallas, isn't it?
It's in Dallas.
Yes, it is.
This game flexed into prime time. This is the game that knocked the Steelers-Bengals out of prime time.
I'm going with Dallas on this one because it's in Dallas.
Yep, so am I.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. I thought about it. I really did.
Steve, Tampa Bay. I got Dallas.
Okay.
And Tony Romo.
I guess that's going to be the question. If Tampa Bay is up double digits third quarter, do you think Tony will come in?
I think, because you know what? They've only produced 24 points the last two games. They escaped Minnesota. They couldn't escape the Meadowlands. And Dallas feels that this is their shot. And if they fall behind by double digits in this game, I'm telling you, he's coming in.
The white-haired man in the suite upstairs will come down and make sure that happens.
Absolutely, but he was talking about it all week. You know,
he's been aching to play him.
Yep.
Well, this
and
is
he'll
awesome.
Get hurt, and what's his name? Zach will come back in.
Dak Prescott,
yeah. Romo's played like 5 games in 3 years. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. He is not the future. Just go with what you got and keep going. I mean, Romo.
Well, that's what the head coach is doing. It's not what the owner's doing.
The owner's too worried about the paycheck that he signs for the guy sitting on the bench.
Well, that's true, but that's a pretty nice problem to have a guy like that as your backup.
That's
but
true.
I would not put him in. No way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right.
So, good to see you.
Hey, thanks again for letting me take part. This has been fun. I enjoy listening to you guys, too.
It was nice meeting you, too.
We'll do it in person someday, Kev.
Nice shoes. Where'd you get those shoes, man? They were the best.
Kevin, I tell you, turn out the lights and lock up, but you're halfway there, so just lock up.
I'm heading on out.
See you, Kev.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You bet.
All right. I'm going to Madison Square Garden tomorrow, so. All right.
Hey,
Zoot, great to have you on.
Yep.
And I think we got it to wrap it up here, so we'll talk to you Monday on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.